Yay you! You found the secret egg. You decided to listen to the post instead of reading it.
Here we go.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone! Today is a day for celebration, music, and culture, and food! Today I'm sharing with you the best Cinco de Mayo recipes, including a spicy watermelon coronarita and homemade churros. Hold on to your chonies, because these are crazy delicious. In a blender, mix 2 shots per serving, yes, this is strong like bull, of tequila, a shot of orange liqueur, I use Bahama Mama's peachy slushy from Ralph's, the juice of a teeny lemon wedge, 1 tablespoon of jalapeno juice straight from the jar, baby, and a handful of watermelon wedges. You can make them frozen for extra slushy. So once blended, pour into a tall glass, but not before rimming it with salt, and top it with 1/2 a Corona, or the whole thing, you can get wild, and drink with responsibility. Disclosure, because I'm a mom, so I'm everyone's mom. This is truly one of the best Coronaritas I've ever had. Yes, this was my first one I've ever made, but it won't be my last. For the churros, I got this recipe from Pinterest. She's brilliant because it took me all of 3 minutes to make these, and they're delicious. They're crispy, sweet, cinnamony, and buttery. And it's so easy. You'll be nomming on these in minutes. All I did was I thawed out some frozen Sara Lee frozen food cakes, cubed them, and then fried them up. Immediately after, I tossed them around in a sugar and cinnamon mixture, which was 1 cup sugar and 1/4 cup cinnamon. And then I didn't even wait for them to cool off before devouring them because they were so good. I hope you have a happy and safe holiday weekend. Please tag me when you make these scrumdiddlyumptious recipes and let me know what your Cinco de Mayo plans are. And thank you for reading and listening to today's post. See you later.